I'm going to stop you, and no matter what, you're going to talk to me.
For those of you who don't know me, I didn't get influenced by any YouTuber or online community to form the opinions I hold today. It took me a long time. I had to learn this stuff the hard way. In life, people send you to wars you can't win. They make you wage wars that are unwinnable. And you end up spending years of your life trying to make it make sense. And I am not even fully convinced that people do this consciously, knowingly. It is just the way society works. They don't even question or reflect on stuff. They just keep repeating it, and the guy next to them also keeps repeating it. I mean, it is hard to see through the BS you have been fed all your life if you are not looking into it very carefully. And sometimes even that is not enough. It takes special circumstances. I mean, looking back on my past, I was trying to learn different languages, get different hobbies, attend different classes, which was a mistake, by the way. My time would have been spent a lot better if I got into investing and trading early on. I actually want to make a standalone video about this because I get a lot of questions about this. What I would have done differently if I was in my 18-year-old self body with my current brain. Waste of time. A lot of the stuff I have done. Waste of time. Trying to be a so-called, you know, well-rounded person. And of course, some cringe memories were made. I am not gonna overshare, but mistakes were made, guys. Mistakes were made. You know, I was watching this viral video the other day. You know, recommended video by YouTube. The 37-year-old loser video. He was sharing his experiences trying to socialize. And you know, what he said there is exactly how it is gonna go down.
The next question that you're probably wondering is, why don't you have a dual income household? Why are you not married? Why don't you have a family of your own? There's a lot that could be said about this topic. Now, you could say, but Robert, you've got to get out there. Meet people outside your program. Go to extracurricular activities. And that's true, so I did. For a while, I actually took dancing lessons at the University of Waterloo. But even this was about 70% male. Since there were not enough women to pair people up, some of the men would end up dancing by themselves, or dancing with another man.
Bro, this is brutal. You go there thinking you will be socializing with girls your age, but instead you end up socializing with other short, below average men. Tough stuff. I mean, it wasn't a dancing class in my case, in my situation, but I can relate. I can relate to that. I was watching this guy and it kind of triggered my PTSD. I might make a different video about this guy later on. People say, oh, it is about how you communicate with people. Oh, brother, you need to put yourself out there. And I did. A lot. Really a lot. The reality had been right in front of me all those years. And to all the people in the comments that are gonna try to clown him for going to a dance class. Or me trying to clown me for trying for years on end. For going to clubs, to bars, trying to socialize. Guys, you haven't been tested like I was. 99% of you have not. Men like me and him, we didn't have a rehab room growing up. I have gone through a very similar experience myself. Like when I heard him talk about that experience, it triggered my PTSD from those early days. And don't judge me, guys. Do not judge me. You haven't gone through the ringer all alone like I had to. Wish I could show my younger self these videos. I didn't have the right mentor keeping it real and guiding me. And I paid for it. I paid the price. But at the same time, like, what I was gonna do? Wherever I turned to, I was fed lies and BS. Oh, brother, it is all about how you present yourself. My own sister told me that. Oh, how you view yourself will reflect in your body language. People will feel that energy. Oh, you need to have more interesting hobbies. If you are a man, especially low status, below average looking man, the Western society will gaslight you into the fifth dimension. Oh, brother, you need to put yourself out there. There is this notion people are obsessed with, putting yourself out there. They keep repeating this without even understanding what it actually means.
I also found that dancing lessons require a surprising amount of focus and practice. I was never really good at it, and I didn't particularly enjoy it. In my opinion, dancing lessons don't provide a great venue to get to know someone anyway.
Guys, can you imagine the cringe levels there? Just picture the scene in your head for a second, okay? Bunch of low SMV men who couldn't care less about dancing are taking dancing class in hopes of meeting girls, but end up dancing with each other instead. Just brutal stuff, man. Imagine the cringe overdose that salsa teacher witnessed. Bunch of balding engineers who are not interested in dancing are trying to act like they are enjoying it. Just pure cringe, bro. And if you are not into dancing, it will show. People will be able to tell. Like, bunch of below average dudes taking a class they couldn't care less about in pursuit of women, finding and dancing with each other instead. Pure cringe fest, guys. But let's get to today's topic. You're gonna remember the video I had made about hobbies. And the example I had used in that video to make a point, right? The case of Z. It got a lot of criticism. People saying, oh bro, that was your weakest video. If you think that was one of my weaker videos, you have learned nothing here. Nothing. That was actually one of my stronger videos. And I mean it. But of course, people were nitpicking out of their minds when it comes to Z. Or yeah, the difference was because Z was approaching not well-dressed people. It is because Z was saying sorry. It felt like he wasn't confident enough. Because that guy didn't know how to market his photographing skills. Just pitiful, man. Pitiful mental gymnastics to not admit the effect of his looks. And just the fact that people were nitpicking every little single thing he was doing actually proves me right. You want lookism to be wrong, and you are just trying to make it make sense. Anything and everything but his looks. Like I said, all those reactions actually proved me right. Justification and interjection. People's subconscious minds want there to be another reason. Today I will bring you guys another example. A communication coach on Instagram. Teaching people how to talk. Improving your verbal skills.
My advice to college students is spend 90% of your time building your network. Attend extracurricular activities, get involved, meet new people, go to parties. Because the best people you can meet in your life are often in college because there's no quid pro quo. You have nothing to provide other people. So if people love you, it's because they love you for you.
And honestly, this guy seems happy. He doesn't talk awkwardly. He seems comfortable in his own skin. Oh, bro, you know, you gotta be comfortable in your own skin. Oh, brother, rehab, it is the negative vibe that is causing people to treat you in a negative way also. The energy you give out to the universe finds you right back. But this guy is very positive. He's comfortable, and yet he has been getting brutally attacked in his videos by people. I'm not even gonna show all the comments, all the vile comments he has been getting. I will show you some though, some of the more civilized comments. And I will show them only because of one reason. Because I want you to understand, even if people don't say it to your face in real life, they will be thinking it. See this. I would not hire you based off looks. At least he's being honest here. Most people won't even admit it in real life. They will say, oh, it is because of this. When in reality, they just didn't like you. They will just make up excuse after excuse. And then you see this GIF. People in his comments just keep spamming this. A dude speaking to himself in a class. They are just trying to clown him. This guy says he ain't talking to no one. Were these friends your stuffed animals? Can someone even vouch for this guy from all his parties? And all the people who are gonna try to cop, oh bro, these are probably not real comments. Go check. Go check these account holders. I did. All real people with real lives. These people are out there. You interact with them every day when you step outside. Thousands of likes these comments get. Do you think they would say that to his face in real life? 99% of them would not. If that guy was introduced to them in a party setting, social setting, they would think exactly the same thing. But they would just frame it in another way in their circle. They would nitpick little stuff, exactly like how people were nitpicking with Z. Oh, it is because of the shirt he was wearing. Oh, it is because of his hairstyle. Oh, it is because how he, you know, angled his camera. Oh, it is because he's a tryhard. He clearly paid for his followers. That is why he's not liked by the commentators. And people constantly keep bringing up how he must have paid for his followers. Why do you even care, bro? Why do they even care? I was wondering, like, what did this guy do to rile up all these idiots? Is he the only one on a platform like Instagram who pays for followers? Dude, half of those content creators pay for subscribers. You really think their sub count is legit when they can barely get any views? People pay for that stuff to flex their subscriber count. I've got people telling me to do that. Oh, yeah, bro, you can already get views. Why don't you just buy 100k subs? With the views you get, nobody would even question it. Why don't you just buy? There is no downside. Multiple people recommended it to me. But a lot of content creators actually do that. They go buy subscribers. This guy isn't the only one doing it. But you don't see all these people in his comments clowning him. Go to those content creators and do the same with them. Messing with them, you know. It is his looks that made him a target. This guy a target. That is the elephant in the room, bro. And keep in mind that these are the ones I can show. These are the more civil comments. I am not even going to show the rest. And trust and believe, I will say this to you. Even other people who wouldn't leave nasty comments under his videos would not hire him. Just because of his looks. They would just, you know, justify it in their minds.
How would it deal with high pressure situations when speaking? Move from me to we. Whenever we feel stress or anxiety when we present, a lot of the languaging is around me. Oh, I hope I don't mess this up. Oh, I'm going to suck. This is going to sting for me. People are going to judge me. But when we change the language from me to we, that's when we see the results.
Brother, let me tell you something. There is no we in this. There is no we in life. Each man for himself. That is the world we live in. Just because you change the language doesn't mean it is going to change how people are going to judge you if you mess something up. Sometimes, you know, you might do everything right and they are still going to throw you under the bus. Even if you don't mess anything up. That is just how life is. Even if your communication and talking skills are on point, there will be a lot of situations where you won't be able to reap the benefits. It happened to me in college. I will never forget it. We were a group talking, there were girls. Maybe I mentioned this before, I am not sure. But like, we were a group, right? I had made a joke. Not a story-like joke, but a spontaneous remark, a pun. The girls in the group were laughing, looking at the other guy. I will never forget that. It felt like the dude who didn't even open his mouth took all the credit for the joke I have cracked. That is why I say the rhetoric of, oh, be funny, you gotta be cool and relaxed. You gotta have aura. It is a joke. This whole jester maxing, clown maxing really gets on my nerves. Because I have seen countless people with personalities of a kitchen sponge, tree stump, and yet those guys do fine. Just fine. They don't have to spend their lives watching Hamza videos and reading communication books.
3 daily public speaking exercises. 1, the random word exercise. Pick 5 different words like light bulb, sink, bathroom, and create random presentations out of thin air. Do this every single day in your shower with friends and family.
Guys, talking, being able to talk properly is definitely a skill. But most human communication is done non-verbally, most of it. And a lot of stuff is contextual. You can train someone to decipher a tone, a line, the meaning behind the line. But how you say something can often lead to different meanings in different situations. The person present in the context will have to read the room, read the vibe, recognize the body language without even thinking about it, without even consciously putting effort into it. This stuff should come natural. If this doesn't come natural, this isn't something you can learn from reading books. I mean, obviously, extreme facial expressions, yes. The meaning of them, the extreme ones, sure. But beyond those basic ones, I don't know if you can teach that. It is like trying to teach a chicken how to fly. The chicken might have wings, might have been categorized as a bird, but the poor thing just doesn't have the aerodynamics to fly. It is such a weird concept to me to try to teach someone communication skills. You can teach someone a language, a foreign language, sure. But a lot of these communication coaches are like, oh, I will teach you how to talk. I will teach you how to read body language. See, how can you teach body language, man? Even the slightest body mannerisms will depend on the circumstance and the context. If you have gone through puberty, and I am assuming you attended school, you actually have come across some humans, like you weren't raised in jungle by wolves, right? You should already have these skills. The skill of being able to decipher human body language, which is highly contextual. Highly contextual. If you have trouble with this, the chances are you are neurodivergent. And it is not something you can learn later in adult life by reading books, as if you are learning French. Nah, bruh. It doesn't work like that. Oh, just talk to yourself in the shower. Just repeat words in the shower.
If you communicate 20% better than your competition, you will stand out 100% of the time. Success in speaking is not about doing the big things right. It's about doing the small things consistently. Think about sending video messages. We hear that tip all the time. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, what percentage of our industry is actually doing that? A lot. Think about accounting. Imagine how many accountants are sending their clients video messages during their birthday.
Guys, I am not denying the importance of being able to communicate properly. Because I see these people myself. I experience this myself with people. I mean, countless times people won't be understanding what I implicitly mean unless I spell it out. Then you have people not getting why they shouldn't have acted in a certain way. But I am not really convinced regarding how much of this you can change in people. This problem doubles if you are a low-status male with below-average looks, because it will only further tailor your circumstances. And the truth is, people will have passed their judgments on you already. Like, it will be too late already. I mean, look at this guy. He's groomed very well, sounds like an intelligent individual, well-spoken, extroverted, he's not weird. He has hobbies, you know, normies say, right? He has hobbies and passion, but he's still getting those comments. And not even only online comments. People he come across in real life, people, you know, he interacts in real life are gonna think those, even if on a subconscious level. Doesn't matter how many of those talking tactics, communication tactics he employs. Of course, people are gonna smile to his face. Because manners don't allow you to be rude, to speak out your subconscious mind, but it is what it is, man. That is how society gaslights you and makes you blame yourself. People won't even admit this to themselves, that they are thinking that way about him. I mean, I can relate to this guy on a more personal level, because in the past I had fallen for the same lies. I found my way to the truth a little too late. I mean, it had already found me, of course, but I was trying my best to ignore it. Even when it was staring me right in the eye. I just didn't want it to be real. I didn't want it to be true. I refused the notion that the world would be such a shallow place, despite the fact that I was shown that side of life time and time again, all my life. I mean, you gotta feel for this guy, because he sees those comments, guys. He sees them. He's reading those vile comments day in, day out. The controversial truth is that your talking skills and personality is often perceived. The way it is perceived is as good as your looks and first impressions. The gap, the remaining gap, people will feel that. They will find any reason to reach that conclusion that they wanna reach upon laying their eyes on you for the first time. Just like how they were doing it for Z. And this is not even including all the, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy, interjection and justification, guys. But yeah, I will see you guys in the next video.